It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to it. It's another edition of Let's Talk for a Friday morning. It's hour number one, and it is the second Friday of the month, so don't adjust your calendars. We had to, for the holiday, change things around a little bit, but glad we did because joining us in studio here in our first hour is Angela Meck from the Farm Store. Angela, welcome, and thanks for working your schedule because I know that's not easy for you guys.
All right. Thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Got to be a busy time for you guys now, man. We're into July. Lots of new stuff I see when I'm checking out, the social media and the like, and just through word of mouth. So always good stuff happening at the Farm Store.
Absolutely. And this is the most exciting time of the year because now we're starting to get all of the fresh produce in. We've got blueberries from Harding's in Oryxburg. We've got lettuce from Anderson. They're growing kale for us this year. So, you know, I'll get back to that later, but there's so many great things coming in. We've got potatoes coming in from some parts of Schuylkill County that are getting harvested. So you got new potatoes, and you know, we've got our snap peas. There's even some things that are actually out. You know, we don't have any more strawberries right now, so that's done. And the area was hit really hard with a late frost in April. So there are some produce items that are going to be hard to get this year, stone fruits being one of them, like anything that has a pit, like a peach or a plum.
So you read my mind. I was going to say, we're going to need a little help with stone fruits.
I saw that. Okay, it's good we're in person because I sometimes I learn these terms as I'm going and I don't know what everybody else knows. So we are, you know, there's cherries. Likewise, some of the cherry crop was really hit hard and we'll be, you know, we'll be getting what we can in, and we'll be, you know, the prices will probably reflect the supply and demand from the farmers as well.
Sure. Now, the cherries, you get the white ones in too, because, oh my goodness. Now, not so much me, but my family were cherry fans. I was the, the black sheep in that. Okay. Everybody in my family liked cherries but me. But see, I'll be the first to admit, Angela, here's what, because I'm high maintenance. I don't like
high maintenance.
Got to work around the. I want to be able to just
you
like
do.
It's seedless grapes for me, not with the seeds. Yep. I prefer because you pop them right in. So anything like with a pit or seeds or something in, I mean, it's good. Don't get me wrong, but I'm lazy.
Seedless watermelon. Yes. Seedless watermelon.
Yes. Yes.
So we had a big deal for the 4th of July. We had our $2.50 for the $2.50.
Wow.
We had $2.50 watermelons that we had at the store.
So wow, that's fabulous.
They didn't last super long, but we did get four pallets of those that we sold through.
Yeah, because that's a great deal. I know from just shopping around, that's fabulous.
For sure.
I'm sure they didn't last long.
Get deals, we do try to pass them through, and it's been really fun to see all of that and see the community come out and get to take advantage of that.
Because you got to get fruit at the local farm. You just got to.
Yeah.
It's just so much better.
Yeah. And now those are Georgia watermelons. They were not from Pennsylvania, but we should be getting our Pennsylvania watermelons here in the next 2 weeks. Cantaloupe should be coming in next week. We're going to have raspberries. The cantaloupes we're getting next week are from Anderson Farms, so that's out towards Friedensburg, Pine Grove stretch there. And then we're getting raspberries in from B&R Farms, so you know where they are in northern Schuylkill County. And
I'm a big raspberry fan. And, you know, raspberries, they said they tend to be a little bit higher because they're hard. And I understand what hornets or yellow jackets like them. So it's very, they're just a difficult crop to get. And I said, of course, because I like it.
Yeah.
I love strawberries. What's up with that? Very short season.
Very short season.
So, you know, raspberries, very hard. It's like, nothing's ever easy that I like, for goodness sake.
That's funny. I'm surprised that you like the raspberries. A lot of people don't like raspberries because of the seeds in them.
Yeah, but you can eat those seeds.
Okay.
All
right.
So,
I'm learning more about you here.
I'm a very complicated man.
Maybe this is a personality test. I wasn't even ready for this.
See that? That's right. Wait, let me get you pen and paper. You're going to have to write some of this down. But now, is there blackberries too? Like, is that the same season? Now I'm just trying to figure out to line my fruit products up.
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think they'll be coming in after that.
Okay.
But not too far.
Because you usually see them when you go out. They're usually, you know, right in the same area. You've got your raspberry. Mm-hmm. But I do. I love raspberries.
Yep.
Oh, gosh.
And blueberries. We have these blueberries from...
And not huckleberries. Blueberries.
They're not huckleberries. Yeah, no.
Blueberries.
And so we were talking a little bit off air about blueberries and huckleberries. And I said, my great-grandmother used to drive up here on the mountain and behind Pottsville, and she used to pick huckleberries. So I thought how neat that was. I have learned over the years that some of these blueberry and huckleberry bushes, they can be like hundreds of years old.
Yes.
They're so unique. They can grow a very, very, very long time.
I have a family member who goes all the time. They have a little area where they go to. I can't say it on the air. She'll kill me. That'll be the last time folks see me. But and it's very old. It's been around for a long time, and they already scoped it out and saw, like, you know, the buds on them or the white berries now. So, but yeah, that's something that goes back in our area a long time, I think. Mm-hmm. I remember going with an individual, and it's a blast. Except wear long pants, folks. Even on a hot day. Wear long pants. I thought I knew better, and boy, I got scratched up pretty good, but it was a fun time. It really was.
Did you ever see any bears?
No, I've never seen a bear. You know what I'm afraid of? I'll be the first to admit it, Angela. I'm afraid of the little slithery guys.
Snakes.
When you're out there, because first thing I said, are you packing heat or something? Just in case. Now, thankfully, we didn't see any, but and we got a lot of... When you get a good bush, you can sit there. I just pick off that bush and fill your basket. The other problem that I have, and I'll be the first to admit, and you'll laugh, I'd be like, pick one, eat two, pick one, eat two, so the bucket doesn't get filled up as quick as, say, it normally would.
I would be the same way. Yeah.
Learned that from my dad. Yeah.
Yep.
Pick one, eat two. But
the last time I was picking huckleberries, I was a little girl, and we went up to a family friend's cabin up north of, I don't know, towards Danville area. So I got to do it. Yeah, it was beautiful. And there were bears.
Oh.
Lots of bears.
Oh, yeah. And we had one of the guys from the Game Commission on. And he said, yeah, bears are prevalent. Yes. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, folks. But fruit season is a great time. Boy, I love this good stuff. Love raspberries. Love the blueberries. Man, that's good. Take a chance on watermelons with you guys. Because if you go like in a store to get a watermelon, I think... I rank cantaloupe number one.
Yeah.
If you go to a store for cantaloupe, I'm talking like a big box store, it tastes like nothing.
Yep. Oh,
like
no.
Zero. But you
That get, was yeah. our biggest compliment last year on our produce was our cantaloupe.
See
so
that?
Come on out, grab some cantaloupe. And the reason they taste better, I mean, one of the reasons, besides the fact that they're grown right here in the area and they're not shipped in from anywhere, is because they're picked when they're ripe. And so they just have such a better flavor. They're juicy. They're delicious. And if you don't eat it right away, it gets too ripe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, the old timers, did you ever hear the story with the salt and pepper on the cantaloupe?
No.
Oh, my gosh. The sweet with the salty counteracts it so good. Oh, man. I learned that at a very young age.
Interesting. Salt and pepper?
Well, I know definitely salt because the salt reacts with the sweet.
Okay.
The sweet of
yep.
the count. But I think my dad might have put the pepper on it too. But I remember the salt. And boy, it does. If you get a really nice sweet one, which I'm sure you guys have, that counteracts the sweet with the salty. It's awesome.
So
you bite into that?
I follow a farm out in Utah on Instagram. And so on social media, I follow this farm, and they posted a picture of some cantaloupes cut in half with ice cream in the middle. So they cleaned it out, cleaned out the seeds, and then they used it as a bowl for vanilla ice cream with some honey drizzled on top.
Oh.
That sounds amazing.
That should be almost illegal.
Well, and
that.
It's like, maybe we should do something like that.
Wow. That is a neat, because when you core out the seeds like that,
it's a bowl. It's
exactly.
like a bread bowl, but way better.
Oh my goodness gracious.
So I'm thinking about that.
I was going to say, I can see the look in your eye. I smell the wood burning over here, the ideas. That's good stuff.
Got some lots of ideas. Lots of ideas, because those cantaloupe, they come in and they're in season, and they're ripe all at the same time. So that's another short season. That's the thing about getting produce that's local. It's a real short season, but it makes you appreciate it.
Yeah.
And it tastes so much better.
Oh, it does. I mean, the strawberries this year, like you're saying, compared to like where I won't even get strawberries in a big box store or a place like that anymore because
they don't taste like anything.
They don't. They taste like nothing because of all the preserve and stuff they put in them.
And then you have to worry about what they put on them and why they're still that color after a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks from wherever they came from. Yeah.
But from what you're saying, I guess fruit is what basically a short season, not just, you know, strawberries.
Yeah. Now, strawberries do have the ever-bearing varieties, and so those are becoming more popular in our area. And we have a few farmers in the area that do have the ever-bearing, but that late frost did hurt a lot of big producers. So that, again, we come back to this real hard April frost, and it not just impacted the produce, it impacted some of the field crops, and it also impacted the honeybees. So it was really warm up until that point. And if my son Isaac was here, and he thought about coming in today, he might be listening, but he was almost going to come in. He would tell you, you know, the bees come out of their hive when they get warm, and they leave their little solid ball of bees. They pack in really tight in the hive during the winter. And then when it warms up, they go out and they get something to eat and they come back in. And then they don't pack back in as tightly.
Okay.
And so when you get the late season, like the spring frost, it can take out your bees because they're not warm enough. They're not packed in tightly enough.
And, you know, the first one to give us a warning of that were the master gardeners when they were in. They said that that was going to cause all kinds of havoc. Mm-hmm. And it certainly has. That's a shame.
Yeah, they estimate millions, billions of dollars statewide of impacts from just like 1 or 2 days. You know, it's crazy.
That's all it takes. Mother Nature pulls something like that, and then look what happens down the road. My gosh, the ripple effect, as they say, of all that.
Yep. Yeah. So, I mean, it's people talk about farmers and how hard it is to be farming, and you look at all the work that goes into planning, and then you have one day like that. And there were a lot of farmers that were out trying to do something. But you're really limited on what you can do, especially as our farms grow and get bigger, and you can't heat all your fields of trees.
Right. And that's what I was going to say, Angela. That's the thing. Like when you have a larger area, there's really nothing you can do. Exactly right. I mean, you just can't.
So that's, that in itself is one of the reasons that we opened the farm store, was so that we could be an outlet for farmers, that they could sell the products that they have, and they could sell them and have that return. For anyone who isn't familiar with the farm store, like we have over 60 farms that we buy from, and that's growing. We are still bringing on new vendors. We brought on like 3 new vendors last week. We have over 100. We have around 100 vendors that we buy from. You know, over 60 of them are farmers. The other 40 are small businesses, bakeries, skincare maker, product makers like soaps and tallow. Soaps and lotions. But we buy right from the farmers. We bring the produce in. When you come in the front door at the farm store, all of the food that comes in also comes in that front door. Now, all of the food goes out the front door. And it's just a really cool thing to be part of. You know, we have all of this product. It's fresh. It's delicious. If you have a question about something on the shelves, we have an answer. I like to say everything in the store has a story. There's a story behind everything we've brought in. We know our farmers. Most of those farmers we're buying from one-on-one. So we have a full-time person that just does our ordering. You know, and she gets help to do those orderings because doing all the ordering, keeping track of all the inventory and restocking and receiving is just, it's a full-time job.
And I'll tell you, I learned at a very early stage of shopping at the farm store that you guys, because I asked one question, I said, what is this? And by the time I was done, I knew exactly all I needed to know about that. So it is, that's impressive.
Yep.
I mean, a lot of times, you know, people, I don't know, you know, when you go shopping in these big box stores and the like. But man, I learned an awful lot about that product.
Yeah, so we want to really connect people with their food, with their farmers. By doing this, it gives... Like I said, our mission is to provide an outlet for farmers, to be a location where the community can buy fresh products year-round, consistent hours. And we don't buy consignment from our farmers. We're buying right from them, and then we're putting it on our shelves, and we're selling it back to the community. So that was really important to me, and it might seem like something small, but we wanted to make this as as beneficial and as ideal for our farmers as possible. And that's how we've done it.
You certainly have. You've succeeded at that, let me tell you. From a guy who's in the farm store quite a bit, it's just impressive. And I heard nothing but good things about it. And people
Thank
are excited.
You.
I couldn't wait to tell them. I got calls about Friday what we were going to do when I told people we were off for the holiday. I said, not to worry. I said, Angela will be in the following
yep.
Friday, so you can tune in. And I know the Master Gardeners, they are big fans of you guys because
awesome.
You always get a shout out when they're in here. So
cool.
Good
That's
deal.
That's very exciting.
It really is. So what else is going on?
Well, this day, today, is our first day for our CSA pickup.
Okay.
So we talked about the CSAs a while back, and they are pre-ordered. CSA stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and it's typically done by produce farmers. They'll sell shares of produce, and then the customers that buy those shares can go a couple months later in the harvest season and pick up every so many weeks, or they might get a store credit for their farm stand. You know, they're structured a little bit differently. What we did at the farm store was we said, hey, we know a lot of these farms aren't able to do the CSA shares anymore. We know that the weather is really volatile. We know that this spring has been hard. We want to do the CSA. We'll bring a whole bunch of farms together and we'll organize it all. We'll buy the produce, we'll put it together, we'll package the bags, and then we'll sell those shares. And so we took pre-orders for those CSA bags. We have a few dozen bags that we're preparing that are all going to get picked up today. We took orders individually online for folks to buy the CSA shares. And then we also worked with some local businesses in Pottsville here. And so we had a couple businesses that said, hey, we want to do the CSA. And so they had one point of contact to organize that. And then we gave them a special rate for those because it's a company and there'll be about 20 or so bags at one time. So today is the day. We pulled all this together. We've been working behind the scenes. The last 2 weeks, we've been really down to the wire, making sure we had all of the produce that we wanted. We wanted to have local produce. We didn't want to have to bring anything in to fill these bags. That was my goal. And we did it. We've got lots of great produce. We've got at least 3 different farms in the produce bag.
Wow.
And then... Actually, I think we have 4. We have 4 different farms in the produce bag, and that's just, you know, that's a half share.
Yeah.
So that's, it might cost you some of them, the individual bags cost about $30 a bag, but that's going to save you about $5 to $10 off your retail price if you buy them individually in the store. Comes in a nice bag. There's a deposit for that bag, and then you bring that back, and we refill it every week. So it's the bags that I filled today, the ones that are for the full shares, they're so full I can't get them closed. And that's one of your regular grocery store thermal bags. Yeah. We sell a real nice black thermal bag at the farm store, so it's going to keep it cool. And they're really sturdy. They've got our logo on them. Like I said, they are full. They are full to the brim. So if anyone wants to jump on that we have started already. We might take a few more folks if they want to do it. We're going to start up any late add-ons on the week of July 20th, I think. So the week of the Schuylkill County Fair.
Okay.
After that kicks off, we'll add more people on to the CSA program if they're interested.
Well, I think you better get ready because when the word of mouth gets out, too, besides being here, but when folks actually see these, like you said, I think there's going to be a lot more people wanting these.
Yeah, really. One-stop shop. So this was something I wanted to highlight, everything that was in season at the time. We've got the Harding's blueberries are in there. We've got kale. We've got lettuce. We've got onions and tomatoes. And we've got fresh herbs from Little Peace Farm. There are neighbors outside Schuylkill Haven in between Schuylkill Haven and Lake Winona. They used to do a CSA, and they don't do it anymore. So a lot of farms have done different things over the years and just have adapted based on what their work-life balance needs. And sometimes these things go away. And so we're happy to be able to bring it back.
Right. And that's the key, because we've often talked about things going away for whatever reason. People can't sustain it. But then you guys step in and just keep it going. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's been a privilege to be able to do that and bring on people. We've been able to hire folks that really care about what they're doing and being a part of the farm store. We have a lot of great kids that work for us, high schoolers in Pottsville and surrounding schools. And they've just taken this on, and they put their whole heart into doing their jobs, and it's really exciting to see that.
Yeah, staff is great down there. You guys do a great job with that as well. All like-minded. No matter who might be working there, it's all the same goal and the same outlook on things, yes. Good deal. That's good stuff. Angela Meck is our guest in studio here on Let's Talk. Second Friday, folks. Glad to have her here. Because of the holiday, we had to move things back. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more after these messages here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here."
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville, or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
The Pioneer Pole family of businesses would like to introduce you to the newest member of the group, Penstar Stone and Concrete, serving Schuylkill County and beyond. Penstar sources many types of stone, specializing in indoor and outdoor fireplaces, exterior stone on your home, and accents. You name it, and we can add stone to it. Meeting customer needs has always been the Pioneer family's top priority. To find out more information, call 888-448-2505 for an estimate, or go to penstarstone.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Penstar Stone and Concrete.
This is the Red Apple Entertainment Report on Red Apple Audio Networks.
If you're a fan of House of the Dragon, watching the newest season, you may need a moment.
My enemies have been allowed to muster their strength.
The show has TikTok and Reddit unhinged.
I don't want to see Reyna or her crusty wild dragon sheep stealer on my screen again, because they weren't even supposed to be at the Battle of the Gullet.
Fans say there are tinges of the iconic Game of Thrones Red Wedding, even calling it Red Wedding 2.0.
Sir Lauren, what were you thinking?
It was like I was living deja vu again, seeing Robb Stark. It's like I saw the arrows go in and I was like, oh my God.
Social media is dissecting every episode and potential future death, but also throwing shade at the dragon called Sheep Stealer, named for obvious reasons.
Everybody's talking about Sheep Stealer. This is a very bad behaved dragon.
Cooper Lawrence, Entertainment News, Worldwide News Network, New York.
This is the Red Apple Entertainment Report on Red Apple Audio Networks.
The heat index has reached the point where squirrels are carrying tiny towels. The pigeons have formed a synchronized swimming team. And somebody just saw a snowman filing a missing persons report. Your official cooling center? Rodnick's Discount Groceries in Minersville. Cool off with these scorching, cool doorbusters. Grab 32-count Dots assorted flavor pretzels for just $9. Del Grosso's marinara sauce. 4 packs of Joyba bubble tea in sweet peach honeysuckle or strawberry rose herbal tea for only $2. Stovetop chicken or turkey stuffing for $1. And 12-count Papa Nicholas house blend medium roast K-cups for just $3. Then dive into the frozen section where it's practically wearing earmuffs. 20-ounce crinkle or straight cut fries are just $1.50. 1-pound bags of ham cubes are only $1, and 4-count M&M peanut butter ice cream cookie sandwiches are only $4. Forget sitting in front of the air conditioner wearing frozen peas as a hat. Head to Rodnick's Discount Groceries, 304 North 4th Street, Minersville, where the prices are so low, they just drop the temperature 10 degrees.
Tune in tonight for Philadelphia Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
The Phils open a 3-game series in the Motor City against the Detroit Tigers tonight. First pitch is set for 6:40.
It all gets underway with the Lehigh Valley Health Network pregame show 30 minutes prior to the first pitch. Phillies baseball on WPPA AM 1360 and 105.9 FM A106.
Best of luck to Christian Onishak of Ashland. Christian is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Tigers game. Our payoff inning will be the top of the third. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the top of the third, Christian will win himself a delicious 7-inch sub of his choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, it's a hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to Christian Onishak of Ashland, and best of luck to the Phils.
When you need surgery, experience and excellence matters. At Lehigh Valley Hospital Schuylkill, now part of Jefferson Health, you'll find both right here, close to home. We're setting the standard for surgical excellence with advanced robotic surgery performed by experienced surgeons who take the time to focus on you. Every step is guided by precision, safety, and a commitment to helping you heal and get back to the life you love. That's Lehigh Valley Hospital Schuylkill, part of Jefferson Health. Care you can trust right here in your community. Visit lvhn.org/schuylkill to learn more.
Dad! Dad! We've got a problem!
What's wrong now?
It's spring! The snow's gone! The salt trucks are gone! The groundhog punched out for the year!
Your point?
Why are you putting all Carhartt clothing in stock on sale for 20% off? Isn't Carhartt just for winter?
Josh, have you been living in a heated garage?
Well, no.
Carhartt makes summer clothes, too.
Right now at DeWald and Langle, save 20% off all Carhartt clothing in stock.
Carhartt shorts.
Shorts?
T-shirts.
T-shirts?
Polos.
Polos?
And UV Defender shirts.
Wait, Carhartt protects you from the sun now?
Last I checked, the sun works overtime in the summer.
Whether you're working outside, mowing the lawn, fishing, grilling, building a deck, or just looking good while pretending to work, save 20% on all Carhartt clothing in stock, including shorts, t-shirts, polos, and UV Defender apparel. DeWald and Langle, 1 mile west of the 183-443 intersection, Friedensburg.
I feel like I've learned something today.
That's a first.
Here at T102 WPPA, A106, and T102SportsNow.com, we pride ourselves on our coverage of our local high school athletes. And we're also proud of all the fine sponsors, viewers, and listeners that support what we do to cover our area kids. So impressed, in fact, are we that we've reached 2 million views on T102SportsNow.com. Each one of those views is organic. Not one bot, not one paid follow, nothing. Everything is thanks to you. As we look to the future to expand our outlets, thank you to all the people that have viewed, helped out, taken pictures, written stories, our area coaches and players for being so accommodating, as well as our area athletic directors. We'd also like to thank our sponsors. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do every single day. They make it happen, and we look forward to being timely, accurate, and knowing all of our area athletes and covering them with professionalism and dignity. Thank you for making us Schuylkill County's number one source for local sports.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program as we continue this morning. Our guest in studio from the farm store, Angela Meck, joining us here in our first hour. And Angela, good stuff in that first segment, my goodness, or A block, as we say in the business. But we've got lots more to touch on. You did fruits and vegetables. Heck, we didn't even touch on the meat yet. And there's also a couple other things that are going on out there. When is there not something going on at the farm
store? There's always something going on at the farm store. And if it's quiet at the farm store, it's because it's really busy on the farm.
Yes.
So we have lots of meat from the farm. You know, it's full summer now. And if you're like me, you didn't want to cook inside last week. So you were grilling. Right. And we had hamburger patties. We have one whole shelf in the freezer just dedicated to hamburger patties because we're going through them so fast.
I'll bet.
We're stocked on our hot dogs. Everybody loves our hot dogs. And you know why they're good? Because we make them out of the London broil cuts. Like, we're not using scrap meat. We're using real beef from our farm. It's whole cuts. We're taking it to the butcher shop. They're using that, mixing in some spices, and that is your hot dog.
You're busting the myth about the hot dogs.
We are. Yeah.
In a good way.
These are good hot dogs. You know, they're really good, and they have a reputation. So we have a lot of customers that say, they don't let their kids eat the hot dogs, or especially not when their kids bring friends over. They hide the Honeybrook Farm hot dogs. Those are the good hot dogs. They save those for themselves.
Oh, I can understand that. That's delicious. That's like the steak of the hot dogs.
It's very good.
Folks, you can't imagine the difference in these until you actually try them.
Yep. So we are stocked up on hot dogs. We have a bunch of steaks. We did a little Father's Day special on some of our steaks. And I think we'll probably do a special here coming up in the next week or two on some other cuts of steaks. But we have our porterhouse is really popular. We brought back the New York strip. We have been able to keep some tenderloins and fillets in stock. So that's been exciting. That's been one of our biggest challenges since we opened the farm store, was making sure we had enough steaks and specifically those tenderloin steaks. So
that's a popular.
It's a very popular cut.
Because I was going to put you on the spot. I was going to say, well, what seems to be the most popular with the folks out there?
That varies. Spot. We had a real long stretch where the porterhouse was the favorite steak.
How about that?
Lately, we've been selling a lot of sirloin steaks, which are actually one of my favorites.
Me too.
I think they're really underrated. Our sirloin steaks are so good. Some of them even look like, you know, they look like a Delmonico in some cuts. It's really great. So we sell a lot of sirloins, and we also sell quite a few of the sirloin tip, which is just a little bit different, part of that larger cut of the sirloin. We have the picanha.
Ooh, now what's that?
So that's like the cap of the sirloin. It's got a little bit of the fat is more consistent across the top. And so people seek that out as well.
You got to have that though, because that's what makes it. That's where the flavor is.
Yeah. And there's some different recipes for cooking that are a different style, like cooking it on a stick, like over a fire. So
good stuff.
There's lots of different things. And I mean, our ground beef is always popular. I already talked about the burger patties. I get so many people come back to me, and I love it. I so appreciate everyone's feedback. They're like, your burger patties don't shrink. They stay the same size. They're incredible. They're huge, and they stay huge.
And you know what, Angela? That is the biggest gripe people have when you go out and buy something somewhere. Mm-hmm. It's half the size of what it was originally when you plopped it in. So that in itself is huge.
Yep. So that is, you know, our hot dogs have their reputation. Our hamburger patties have their reputation. So we love this. We love all the positivity that's around it. We've been able to, we're definitely increasing all the beef coming from our farm and our trips to the butcher shop. So not only is the purchase of buying anything that's coming from the farm store helping our farm store, our employees, our farm where we're raising this, it's going back out to our butcher shops out in Higgins that we're getting all this butchered at. I mean, it's just such a big community impact when you buy local.
Man, a day in the life of Angela must be tremendous, because like you said, all the stuff you just mentioned, because people just walk in and it's there, but they don't understand what goes into getting it there from the farm to the store. My goodness.
Yeah, and I think that's why I'm so excited about these CSA boxes, bags. They're bags. They're not boxes. You know, I wanted them to be a thermal cooler bags, but I can put some blueberries in there, but I know that, you know, Steve Harding dropped those off at my farm store on Wednesday, and I know he picked them with his family on Tuesday or Monday. You know, and I know that he told me, yep, these didn't have any sprays on. We didn't need to spray them at all this year. And I know all the work that went into planting those blueberries, and I can feel for this whole roller coaster of a spring for all these produce farmers. Yes. So it's just so cool to be that final piece where I can say, hey, look at this. Look how pretty it is. Look how beautiful this food is. Here, I'm putting it in a bag, and someone's coming to the store and picking it up.
Wow. Yep.
That's
awesome. Just the satisfaction you get from that is amazing. It really is.
Yeah. We love that. And we do have our products online, so you can go online and order. We are getting our van. We have a refrigerated van that we were able to purchase last year. We are very fortunate. I applied for some grant funding to buy that van. We were awarded that grant money, and we purchased this van, and now I'm getting it wrapped. We had some delays in doing that, but it's going to be beautiful. I just showed some pictures.
Yep. I had a sneak preview, folks, and Angela's right. It's worth the wait.
Yep. So we I worked with our designer. I worked with Steve Geary. He helped me put this together. And I have some pictures that I took from my farm, pictures I took at the store. And we're going to have this very official van, so no one's questioning who's coming. And then we're going to open up delivery for all of Schuylkill County.
All of Schuylkill County.
So I already started my website. The website right now is open. Like, if you'd go on right now as I'm speaking, delivery is just in Pottsville.
Okay.
But as we get this van finished and it gets official, we'll be delivering all of Schuylkill County. I have already started. I'm working towards actually not just accepting credit card, but also accepting EBT.
Okay.
That process involves the government, of course, and lots of approvals. And they told me it could take 6 months, but I started it. So that will hopefully be something that we see here. I'm going to be optimistic and say by the fall, but you never know. So I'll keep on working on that in the back end. But right now in the store, you can pre-order, you can come pick it up. If there's something that you want, it's just one item, you want to make sure it's saved for you, you can always call the store, 570-516-6961. That's our phone number. Again, that's 570-516-6961. And we have that information on our website. We have it on Google, so you can Google search us and it'll come up. If you search Farm Store Pottsville, we're there. If you search Grocery Store Pottsville, you'll see the farm store. We work really hard on the back end to get all these details worked out.
I'm sure. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to, you know, make sure, like, you, hey, put that aside for me.
Yep.
I've already done that as well because you never know. Stuff
yeah,
just
some
flies.
Things sells really, some things sell really fast. Our beef cubes have been a huge hit.
Wow.
They
can
are
tell.
1 pound of beef cut up into cubes and frozen.
Wow.
And so if you have a recipe that calls for that, you can come in, you know, grab it. They're nice because they're already cut up. So you thaw them and then you just throw them in your skillet and cook them.
And you know me, as I said, Mr. High Maintenance here. I love that. Convenient is the word. Exactly. I could do that. Yes.
You totally could.
Yes.
And we've actually had quite a few people that have come in and said, you know, I don't really like to cook, but they come in regularly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important to get out there on the air because you don't have to be a chef to come to the farm store. We have lots of things at the farm store you don't need to cook. And I just, we have some sweet bologna that it's sliced up. We have smoked turkey. So I like to put some of the smoked turkey breast from Cuck's Turkey. I slice that up and put it on a salad. It's delicious, especially with apples.
Yes. I've seen those. Yes, absolutely. You know, big fan of the grab-and-go bin here because, again, high maintenance.
We're working on it.
Convenient, folks. Convenient. You're in, you take a look, you're out, boom, you've got something great. Good
for
stuff.
For sure. Yep.
Yes. But smoked turkey now in the that's getting hungry now around lunchtime. So you're doing a great job here this morning, Angela. Doing a great job.
Thanks.
Now, speaking of you know, great job, I understand you guys have a big big event coming up where you're going to be recognized. You were telling us a little bit during the break.
We are.
So let's share this with our listeners.
Sure.
I think this is fabulous.
So this is hot off the press. Literally hot off the press. We got a letter yesterday from legendary Porcupine Pat, you know, on behalf of the Conservation District. The farm store will be awarded the Conservation District Business of the Year, and that is an honor that we'll receive in later in August. So you'll see me once more before then, but we're excited. The reason that we were awarded that is because we have been supporting conservation efforts and supporting farmers in all corners of Schuylkill County. And so we will be able to receive this award and get that honor. And it's just really exciting to see that just over a year in business and it's being recognized by so many parts of the community.
Now, you guys are busy, so I'm sure you may have a different take on this than somebody like myself, but I could just remember when you guys were just starting this, and now you're a year in, and what has germinated from that seed you planted is just amazing.
Oh my gosh, it's flown by for us as well. I still vividly remember sitting in Mr. Tom Palomar's office and telling him that we were interested in, you know, purchasing a building in Pottsville, and he made the recommendation for the building we have today, and he said, you know, if you can you can be on our next meeting agenda.
Wow.
And I said, okay, when is that? He said, 4 days.
There you go.
And I said, well, what do we need to do for then? Before then, he said, well, you need a business plan. So we went home and we wrote a business plan.
Now, how hard was that, honestly? Because, you know, people hear that now and they'll be like, I think they get nervous, like, well, business plan, what's a business, or what does that entail?
Well, rightfully so. It should make you nervous. Yeah. It is a lot. Uh-huh. Basically, you have to talk about your business and why it's going to be
successful,
a business, and be able to last. And you have to talk about the financials in your business. So you have to have an idea of what you think you're making in sales and then what your costs are going to be. So for us, we looked at our past sales through the farm, mm-hmm. and we had meat sales, and we have a lot of people at the time then that were coming to the farm and buying meat. And we had a huge following here at the Pottsville Outdoor Market. Mm-hmm. And so we were able to gauge just interest based on that. Certainly our projections were not exactly what we're seeing now, but it got us a starting point. And mm-hmm. so we spent a long time on that. There was a lot of writing. My husband did a lot of the writing for that one. And we did it at night, basically.
I'll bet.
we had 5 days from when we met with the Redevelopment Authority until our presentation to them. And 4 nights, we pulled it together. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of work. And then we ended up editing that a little bit. And that's ultimately what we went to through the bank to get our loan. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was just a lot of work from there. And then we did the Ignite Schuylkill competition. And we were very fortunate to participate in that. 16 weeks of classroom, mm-hmm. pretty intense classroom yeah. work, homework as well. And then another 4+ weeks of preparations for the final presentation, and we were fortunate enough to win that competition. So we had that to help us get started, and that money went to our inventory. Like I said earlier in the show, we buy from our farmers. So okay. that money up front went right to all of the farmers that we bought product from and stocked our store. So it's just that helped us bring on employees right away. So no one had to wait on a paycheck. That went right back into the store. So it was really exciting. Yeah.
I know. And when you look back now, it's just like a little bit over a year now into it, just how things have, you know, progressed.
Yeah.
It's so satisfying. It was a lot of work, as you said, but boy, look what it's brought now.
Yep.
After just a year. Gosh.
Yeah. So, and it's nice because we wanted to be able to spend time with our kids, and they can be a part of the store. They can, if they want, they can go upstairs. They can kind of hang out. We can, they help us with different aspects. They like to work in the kitchen, or they like to help on the farm. They like to, my one son has his bees. My other son likes to collect the goose eggs. You know, they all have different aspects of it.
We have to get them in though, like one of these times with you, because I'd love to talk bees and goose eggs actually with them.
Yeah,
that's good stuff. That's not.
Yeah.
I said there's folks I see now doing bees. A neighbor across from me is doing bees. And she was out in that white suit the other. So yep. I can imagine he's got the white suit working from
he
right
does.
Now. Yes,
he sure does. Now, unfortunately, he lost all his bees in this frost.
You were
so
saying,
we're
yeah.
working on getting him more hives.
And how does that work now?
Well, you have to buy a queen.
Right.
And then she's got some bees with her.
Okay.
And then you bring them in and you pick them up. Some, I think they get shipped via the mail as well.
So I was going to say, bees come in the mail.
I think so.
I'm really amazed at this.
We always got them through someone else.
Okay.
But they get transported.
Right.
So I think they go through the mail.
Wow.
There might be someone out there that's going to call in yeah. and say she doesn't know what she's talking about.
No, they won't. They won't. They love you. They love you.
We have to get him more. Now, we are working with one of the beekeepers. We actually have four, if you count my son.
Right.
4 beekeepers that we buy honey from at the store. So that's how much honey we go through at the farm store. We have so much honey.
And different kinds of honey.
When different
you
were in, kinds of honey.
You amazed me, which is, because I did not realize.
I actually bought from a fifth beekeeper
wow.
2 weeks ago. This
wow.
is incredible. And we buy from, like, Hope Hill Lavender has a lavender-infused honey. But we buy from Greenway Apiaries, which has hives from like Coaldale all the way through Schuylkill Haven. And then we've got, and I think Landingville. And then we buy from Hans Honey, which is out Valley View in that direction. I know you're listening on the radio, but if you could see my hands, I'm pointing one direction and another. But we really do cover the whole county with bees. So we have another beekeeper that I brought in. It's Pennsylvania. It's a little bit further, but they make a honey soda.
A honey soda.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So it's very good. It's sweetened only with natural honey, like real honey from hives in Pennsylvania.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All natural, good for you. Oh, my God. That's tremendous.
So that's cool. And it tastes very good. But that's what I brought in. So mm-hmm.
That's good. Oh, my gosh. So much going on. What are some other things going on while we're talking about the farm store? We covered the vegetables. We covered the meat. What else do you have going on? Because there's all kinds of stuff people wouldn't think of that you guys even have there. I mean, you've got, we talk about the pets. You've got the dog food. Mm-hmm. You've got other stuff.
Yeah, the dog food remains such a popular item. We have so many people coming in for dog food. It's made in small batches. It's pre-cooked. And then it's packed in 1 cup or 2 cup bags. There's a beef option and a turkey option. It's loaded with veggies. It's got additional vitamins and minerals for your dogs. So it's like it's a whole meal right there.
Yep.
So all you have to do, convenience, is
exactly.
Get it out of the freezer, thaw it out, and then you can serve it right to your pup, pre-portioned, ready to go.
See, that's great. And if you're somebody like me, folks, and I will use myself as an example, it's about convenience. I don't want to have to read this and mm-hmm. so many steps you have to do. I want convenient.
Yep.
Remember the old, you're too young for this, Ange, I'm dating myself, but that commercial for the Ronco, you said it and you forget it. That's what I'm about.
I've heard about the set it and forget it.
I mean, that's what I want. The less the better.
There's very few parts of my life that I can set and forget, but...
Yes, that's true.
I will say that it is something I strive for.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know how you do it. The family, the business and everything else that's going on. And the way you keep branching out. The van really has me excited. I'm going to be... My head's going to be on a swivel when I'm out walking in Pottsville looking for that.
I'm very excited for the van. We'll have it parked out front. And I really didn't want to have it parked in Pottsville until I had it labeled.
I don't blame
I guess
it.
It's yes. labeled. We're going to have a wrap on it. It's going to look official. I didn't want to be dropping off anything at people's houses without it. But yeah, we're working on it. And we got some new coolers so that we can deliver. Because we do still pick up a few items from farms. Most of our farms deliver. We still have a few things that we go and pick up. And Cuck's Turkey is one of those things. That's one of our best sellers.
Yeah.
And we're getting their turkey like every other week. We mm-hmm. restock turkey. So it's just the amount of food that our community is purchasing through the farm store is phenomenal.
It's amazing. It really is. Turkey bacon.
Yeah, we have turkey bacon. And the Cuck's Turkey bacon is organic as well. That's certified organic.
Wow.
So I've been working on the website, and you can go on our website, farmstorepottsville.com, and you can search on our web store, and you can just type in organic, and it will show you everything we have in the store that's organic. We have different things that are organic practices or maybe not certified organic, and we try to label those appropriately. Mm-hmm. But like I don't require the farmers to have labels of any kind.
Okay.
I want them to be transparent if I ask them questions or anything like that. But the important thing for us is that we're supporting local farmers. We know these farmers. We know that they're doing their best to support their farms and the soil and the whole environment, and also provide high-quality products to their families and then their communities.
I mean, you guys have to be a blessing for them, though. I mean, you really have. And it shows, because more and more, every time you come in, you say you've added more, to the list.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that speaks volumes.
Yeah, so we do. We add more, and some folks, there's some things that we don't keep on for one reason or another, but the vast majority of things do stay. One of the cool things, the kale. So I talked about Anderson Farms kale, and I said I was going to come back to that. So Anderson Farms, there, I was just talking to Gary, and him and his sons are running the day-to-day on Anderson Farms. And he's at, the sons are fifth generation.
Wow.
So this is a farm that we went to and said, hey, can you help us out? Can you provide us produce? We'll buy it from you. And so they deliver every week, at least. Sometimes I go and pick up to fill in. And it's been such a blessing to us to have one of these farms that has been around for a while.
Yeah.
That has that experience that can help us out with produce, getting the produce, bringing it in, just share knowledge as well. Well, this year they planted kale for the first time they've ever planted kale. And they gave me the look when I asked for kale. They said, Angela, we're planting kale for you. You better eat it. You better get it. You better sell it, I think he said. But anyway, we've been selling kale like crazy. And they said, I can't believe how many people buy kale. I said, look, thanks for growing it. So that, it's funny, but it's also really rewarding for me because we came into this thinking we would help small farms grow because that's where we were at. We're a small farm and we're still growing. I never imagined that we would help some of these larger farms expand the products that they're growing. So I expect even more in the coming seasons, you know, working with Anderson's. I've asked for other things too. They said, hey, look, we got kale for you. But we're working on it, and they're just solid as far as reliability and bringing products in. And there are so many farms in the county that are like that. And it's just great to be able to bring so many farmers together.
And I think kale is great. I'm a big fan of kale. I like kale.
Yeah? How do you eat it?
Me? I do salads. And then what did somebody tell me? You can do it with some olive oil. And so.
Yep. I put it on a sheet pan with some olive oil and salt. And I make them like chips in the oven.
Yes. Now, again, that's a little adventurous for me. But that might be the next step. I do. I love it. I love kale in a salad. That's my favorite over any type of lettuce. I love kale. I do. And I actually have a neighbor who provides me with some when I'm not out, picking some up. But nice to know that you have a lot of it. I know where I can turn
with
to.
Kale.
Awesome. And you know what? There's different kinds of kale out there too. I found that out from the gardener. So oh my gosh! But like it was one of those things I looked at and I thought, yeah, I want to try this.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ways you can use it too. Like I said, you know, the salad is the first thing that comes to mind and probably the easiest thing. But like anything, and to me, anything with extra virgin olive oil is, you can't be wrong. Can't go wrong. That's good stuff. That just sweetens the deal. But
I have a funny story for you about kale.
Okay.
So kale, like this, you never heard people talk about eating kale.
Right.
Before.
Yes.
The last like decade.
You're right.
But did you know that Pizza Hut used to be the largest buyer of kale in the 90s?
I did not have that on my bingo card, no.
They used to decorate their salad bar with kale. Remember that?
Oh, right.
The greens.
Oh, the salad bar was fabulous.
It wasn't actually grown for food. It was a decoration.
Wow.
Wild. I am not much for trivia, but I do know that one.
That's a great trivia, too, Angela. That is great. Because I do remember the salad bars, now that you mention it.
Much better kale now.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's delicious.
Yes. Angela, time is for the hour's in. The books are ready. We only take one break. This is always a lot of fun for the folks out there who might have missed some of the interview this morning. It'll be up on our website later today and get some mentions on our sister station this afternoon. Some guy in the afternoon will be there as well. So we can't thank you enough for coming in and working your schedule, because I know that's difficult with all the stuff you guys have going on, but the holiday, and when the boss gives you a day off, you can't look a gift horse in the mouth. So Angela, always a pleasure. Angela Meck from the Farm Store. Look forward to next month and chat with you again.
Absolutely.
You're listening to WPPA Pottsville. Welcome back, folks. Hour number two of the program as we continue on this Friday. And we continue on. We forgot, you know what, folks? There's just so much going on that we forgot one thing. So before Angela leaves for this Friday, we wanted to make sure that we got this on. Because this is a big event coming up. And, you know, I thought that was a little bit strange, Angela, when we were talking, that you usually have an event or two coming up. And it's like, we didn't have an event, but we do have an event.
We do have an event. And I have so many things going on, I didn't make my checklist. So thanks for giving me some time to explain my event.
Yes.
It's exciting. You're going to love it. It's called Smokers and Slabs. It's at the farm store, and it's going to be an event where we're partnering with Black Rock Brewery, and they're going to be smoking some of the Honeybrook Farm meats that we raise, and then that meat will be available from 11 to 3 at the farm store on July 25th. So July 25th, 11 to 3, we're going to have brisket, ribs. You're going to be able to buy it right there. It's going to be hot. You can have sandwiches. We're going to have sampler platters. It's going to be delicious. And not only that, we're going to have wood that we have a sawmill at the farm, and we mill lumber, some of it from our farm, some of it from other places. And we're going to have a whole bunch of slabs available for sale. We'll have them against the wall of the building so you can check them all out, get them all nice. And if someone wants any of these slabs for their own DIY projects, or if they want something to be done with those slabs, Josiah does take on custom orders with the woodworking, about one a month he can fit in. So those are things that we'll have for sale during this event, Smokers and Slabs. It's the same day as downtown Pottsville's Brew Fest on July 25th. So you can enjoy the day in downtown Pottsville. You can grab some beers. You can buy smoked meats. You can shop wood slabs. And it's just going to be a great day. Lots to do.
Awesome. I was going to say, all rolled into one. That's good stuff, Angela. So we didn't want you to leave without mentioning that, because that is a big one. And that's going to be a lot of fun and delicious as well.
Delicious. And more information on Facebook. There is an event for that. So we'll be posting more about that and pictures.
All right. And Angela, we'll make sure that we drop that in for you a few more times up until the event itself. Thank you. We can. And now I feel better, because that was the one thing that we kind of left out was any events that you have coming up. And now we certainly took care of that.
We got it.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
Angela, thank you. We'll see you again next month. First Friday with the Farm Store and Angela Meck.